Who are you?
Sometimes people call me Hasselhoff. No, I'm kidding. My name is Rob. It's my real name.
You were Vanilla Ice.
A.K.A. Vanilla Ice, yeah.
Now, Vanilla Ice, Rob, if I asked you a few years ago, say in 89, who you are, you'd say, I'm rolling like a Sherman tank. Can you do that for me now, please?
No,
who are you?
I'm not rolling like a Sherman tank. I'm rolling like in my 5.0, yo. 81A, Beachfront Avenue, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My town that created all the bass sound.
No. And now here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on tour. But let's talk about your band right off the bat. Your drummer. He's amazing. Those tattoos. Who's in the band there, Mr. Ice?
Yeah, that's Chris, man. I got him from another band that was kind of collapsing in Dallas. And he lives in L.A. now. He's full-on rock star. He's got Beavis and Butthead, all the tattoo magazines he's on the cover of. He's got Beavis and Butthead with severed heads looking at themselves with pimples all over him. So it's insane. The guy's crazily tattooed, but he's an awesome drummer, man. Aside from all that, he's super talented. He's insane. He's a great friend, too.
And you also got Maestro opening for you, the legendary Maestro Fresh West Vanilla Ice. What's up with that? That's amazing.
You know, I didn't know what to expect from him either, you know. I mean, it's just been amazing, exactly like you said. And he's just been getting much love out here. Canada loves him, and we love him, too, man. He's been a great guy. He's a super cool friend.
Are you friends with any other Canadian ice people? Like, do you know of Snow at all, Vanilla Ice? Like, you know, ice, vanilla ice, snow, cold?
No, I like snow, man. Snow was dope. You know, there's a, let me see, Alanis Morissette, she used to open up for me back in the day. That's funny.
Alanis opened for you?
Yeah, and Maestro back in the day, yep. Way back, like 90, early 90s.
So, Vanilla Ice, is tonight at the Royal, is this going to be a return?
I was doing some stuff with Avril Lavigne lately. I did her and Busta Rhymes up in Buffalo, New York.
Man, you really are paving the way there, Vanilla Ice.
No, I'm not trying to pave a way, man. I'm trying to just live a rock star jackass lifestyle, bro.
Vanilla Ice, are you back to rap? Are you back to rap? Is it going to be rap tonight, or is it the metal thing? What's going to go on tonight there, Vanilla Ice?
We mix it up, man. I mean, we're going to bring it back to the old school, you know, which is why I did my new CD the way I did with the double CD, one being hip-hop and one being rock, you know. But we're going to introduce all the new stuff as well, but we're going to take you back to the old school. We have fun with it.
Vanilla Ice, with the album To the Extreme, did you coin the phrase extreme? Like, are you responsible for the extreme sports there, Vanilla Ice?
I don't know if I'd go that far, man. I think you're stretching it a little bit. No, I just...
I mean, give yourself some credit. Like, extreme, after you did To the Extreme, all this extreme stuff was labeled.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. It's kind of funny. A little coincidence there. But, no, man, I'm just an extremist in everything I do. I hang glide, I'll parachute, you know, I do motocross, I do the freestyle stuff, and fully condone the jackass lifestyle. I'll get in boxing and celebrity boxing. I'll go in, jump in the ring with ICP recently and smashed a stop sign over a dude's forehead and stapled a dollar to his cheek and his forehead, blood coming out. So, I mean, I get into some pretty crazy things.
Anything for the money, but you don't need the money, do you?
No, it's not for the money, man. It's for the excitement of it. We only live once, you know, so I'm out here for the passion of just, you know, being a jackass and having a good time doing it.
Vanilla Ice, did you pave the way for Snoop Doggy Dogg and Death Row Records? If it wasn't for Vanilla Ice, would there be Snoop Doggy Dogg or Death Row Records?
Man, come on, you're stretching it, dude. No. I mean,
you did pave the way, though, didn't you? Indirectly. There would be no Snoopy Doggy Dogg if there wasn't Vanilla Ice, right?
You know, you said the word indirectly. You know, everybody knows about the Suge Knight you know, incident, and yes, in a way, I contributed to the Chronic Records, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac. I funded basically initially the beginning of that whole Death Row project indirectly.
But I look willingly?
Well, no, not willingly, but you know what? It was all good because I look at it in a positive way. I got way more money than I ever expected today, and you know, basically, I look at it as like it was an investment in some of the best hip hop ever to live and ever come out. So. I'm happy for it, you know? I'm happy.
Vanilla Ice, go ninja. Is it true you've returned to the ninja song?
Yeah, man. We're going to do a hardcore remake of that song real soon. It was really crazy because we've been playing Canada, man, and I don't even know the words to that song anymore. Just the hook, you know?
Come on, go ninja.
No, I know that part, but I'm saying, you know, we play in Canada every show, and the kids are just yelling, ninja rap, you know? And I'm like, no way, go ninja. So anyway, make a long story short, I'm doing a hardcore version of that. Check the website, vanillaice.com. Going to be, you can download it for free on there, so check it out.
Vanilla Ice, the Hip Hop Witch. You made some good connections from that movie, didn't you? The Hip Hop Witch, Wu-Tang.
yeah, Wu-Tang Clan's on the new record. That's why we, you know, it was really versatile, this record, you know. We worked with Slipknot, which is the heavy, hardcore, crazy side. We got Soulfly on there, and then on the hip-hop side, we got Public Enemy, Insane Clown Posse, and the Wu-Tang Clan, so it was a big collaboration. It was a nice musical adventure for me.
Your movie, Cool As...
Cool as Ice.
Cool as Ice? Is it true that Lisa Marie Presley was going to be in Cool as Ice but turned you down, Vanilla Ice? How dare she?
How dare she? No, it's the first I ever heard of that, but it sounds cool. Makes good ratings.
Drop that.
Zero and get with the
hero! E-boy! With Vanilla Ice. You love the fighting, don't you there, Vanilla Ice?
I love everything, man. There's no shame in my game, man. Like I said, I condone the jackass lifestyle, so fighting and everything. I mean,
but in the Cool as Ice movie, there's a lot of ninja kind of fighting action, wasn't there?
Yeah, man. There was some stuff like that going on. You know, it's exciting.
So it was natural that you do the celebrity boxing.
Yeah, I told you. That's what I was telling you a minute ago. I'll get on TV. I'll do anything. There's no shame in my game. I just let them hang.
Now, what's the deal with that? With Todd Bridges. Before he even entered the ring, they were saying, like, he's winning. Where the hell did you get you there, Vanilla Ice?
Well, it was staged. I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, we had, like, in the corner, you know, how it looks on TV is like six, you know, we had like 10 minutes between the rounds, and then they edited it on TV, you know. It was all staged, man. We had fun with it. It's just an exhibition.
Because that announcer was really mean. It's like, oh, Vanilla Ice gonna pull out his purse and hit him with his purse?
No, man, that's the way boxing is. If you ever watch a boxing match, there's always, like, George Foreman or Sugar Ray Leonard sitting on the sidelines, you know, saying some good things about other people.
Keep your chin up. What was with that chin up? Did they tell you to keep your chin up? Keep his chin up.
What it is it's entertainment, brother. Sit back and enjoy it.
Was there anybody you could choose to fight? Like, could you choose to fight Eminem?
I wish I could. I've been trying to. I wanted to fight him. I mean, that would be huge ratings, wouldn't it? It'd be awesome. I just do it for the hell of it because I'm crazy like that.
How did you end up with Todd Bridges?
He was like the only person I could get, but that had any boxing experience. Everybody else, all the other celebrities are big, you know, pussies. They didn't want to get out there. So, you know, I show them, hey, ain't no shame in my game. I'll get out there and swing it with anybody. I just have fun, man. I don't care, win or lose, whatever. You win some, you lose some, you know? I'm actually busted up today, man. Me and my drummer had it out last night on stage. He hit me with the drumstick. I'm sitting there playing it. I mean, it was an accident, you know? He just kind of went wham, and I was standing there, and he hit me with the drumstick. Blood was coming out. It hit the first song, too. Blood coming out all over my face, and I'm sitting there just spitting it out. It looked like Danzig or something on stage, but it was insane, man. So
Vanilla Ice, who is Mini-Me?
Mini-Me?
Who is Mini-Me, Vanilla Ice?
See, M&M. M&M. Mini-Me.
Eminem!
Well, yo, you know what it is? It's like this. It's been a long time since you seen me on the TV. V-Ice is here for Sheezy, taking what's mine, cause it's my time to hit y'all with a new style of rhyme. Yeah, this is hip rock. It can't be stopped. I bomb the system straight to the top. Millions of dollars, I've been spending them. I love rap. I paved the way for Eminem. Needless to say, I rap back today. Y'all forgot about me like y'all forgot about Dre. But I'm still here with no fear. I say what I want and I make sure it's clear.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice, take that, Eminem! Take that, Eminem! Now, I was curious, Eminem had Dr. Dre, you had Public Enemy. What happened with the Public Enemy Association? Like, you only recently got Public Enemy back on board.
No, not back on board. What do you mean? I did the Stop the Violence tour with him forever ago, and,
But you know what I mean? Eminem had Dre to guide him. Too bad you couldn't have had more of the Public Enemy, right?
For what? What do I need? What do I need more for, man? I got everything I need right now. I'm not making radio-friendly, commercial, mainstream bullshit. I'm making real music, and there's no edits.
Yeah, but I mean, comparing yourself to Eminem, like Eminem gets a cool movie, and you get the Turtles. Like, yeah, you've talked about that before, haven't you, Vanilla Ice?
Hey, I think the Turtles are cooler than Eminem's 8 Mile.
Go Ninja! Go Ninja!
Exactly. You know how many people are probably singing that with you right now in there? Every person I just played, every place in this whole country, man. I'm telling you, it's been ninja rap everywhere. It's been great.
Have you heard that Vanilla Ice versus Eminem thing that's on the internet where they mix the two together?
Sure.
It's like, it sounds
song,
awesome.
Actually. Yeah.
It's like, Eminem's beats sound amazing with you.
Yeah, it's because I flow over that stuff, you know? It's fun.
What's the deal on third base? Did they really call you the Antichrist, Vanilla Ice?
Oh, man, I've been called way worse than that. I love it all, man. You know, I set out here and I burn a path. I'm full-on jackass rock star. And everywhere I go, I burn a path, you know. And it irritates some people, and then some people are entertained by it. I'm catering to those that are entertained by it. The ones that it irritates, I don't really care. It's kind of fun, actually, that, you know, I can come through and stir up so much of a ruckus.
Did third base really get a hit on them ordered by you? Did you order a hit on third base at all there?
Ah, man, that's the joke, dude. It's all entertainment, man. There is no, I've never even met them, to be honest with you, so there's no beef.
Do you have a tougher time, do you think, Vanilla Ice, because you didn't lose your money? Like, MC Hammer lost his money, but you didn't, so people don't think it's funny. I mean, you survived, you won, but then people don't think that's funny.
I don't think there's a winning to it about holding on to your money or not, because in 94 I tried to commit suicide with $20 million in the bank, and I couldn't even buy myself a friend. You know, so, I mean, I know some people are out there going, I'll be your friend, give me a million. No, but for real, I mean, I live in Miami, so it's a lot of plastic and, you know, people just, you know, hanging out with silicone, and it's pretty crazy out there, so you don't know who your real friends are. And that's why I got back into motocross. I found my real friends. And
Vanilla Ice, was it real estate that kept you going through the money thing? Are you a big Tom Vu type guy? What's the deal, Vanilla Ice? What's the secret? Is real estate keeping you going?
Hey, real estate works for me. It might not work for everybody, but I've never played the stock market. It's done great things for me over the years. You know, it was kind of an accident that I fell into it, but I learned real simple. You know, I mean, it was simple as a pimple. You know, every house that I bought, it made money when I sold it. So I just learned that, you know, let me just buy a bunch of houses and sell them. I mean, it was that simple. And it sounds like there's a lot more to it, you know, but you don't need to buy the tapes and the infomercials on TV and all that stuff to learn how to buy and sell houses. You just do it, you know, and that's how you make your money. The stock market is a gamble.
Vanilla Ice, do you still have the top-selling rap album of all time? Is that still to the extreme? Is that still you, Vanilla Ice? Do you still hold that honor?
I don't know. I really don't check the stats every day, but I probably assume, you know. I mean, it's been there for a long time. It'll probably stand there for a long time. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I'm proud of, and it's amazing, and I didn't expect it, and what an impact, you know.
Like, no, congrats. I mean, I want to give you some prop. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, I never expected it, you know. So, I'm grateful for that, for sure.
Now, you're in Madonna's sex book, and you claim that you were in there unknowingly. How did you unknowingly end up in a sex book there?
Don't change it around. I mean, not unknowingly. Well, actually, you're right. I went over. I was going out with her, okay? A lot of people know that. I was going out with her at the time, and it was really crazy. I just went over there, and, you know, I'm always used to people taking pictures and everything, and she starts taking her clothes off, which she does even with pictures or not, you know, so she starts taking her clothes off, and they start taking pictures and everything. I'm not thinking any big deal. I didn't think anything was going to come from these pictures or anything. And then, you know, about 8 months down the line, I see this hard copy metal jacket sex book she releases, and you know, just to see me and how everything was portrayed in the whole book and everything, it just kind of threw me into her slutty package, and I wasn't really happy to be a part of it. All my friends are like, yeah, dude, you know, but I'm like, you know, I don't know. I was kind of mixed emotions for it, you know, because I kind of felt for her at that time, and to see it like portrayed just full on sex fiend freak, you know, it was pretty shocking because I knew it wasn't her.
Well, how do you feel right now? Because Madonna said it was a mistake to pose with Vanilla Ice. That's kind of mean.
Nah, she says it's a mistake because I keep talking shit about her, because I told her that was the biggest regret I have out of most of the stuff I've done was being in her book. You know, we didn't depart too happily, so I don't know if there's going to be any kind words there, but I still got love for her. There's not any, you know, anything going on today. All the bitterness or whatever is fine today. We're happy today or whatever, but, you know, back in the day, we went our different ways, you know.
And there are many people that are happy to work with you, Vanilla Ice. Iron Maiden, what's this 7x70 thing? You're working with Iron Maiden?
Isn't that hardcore, man? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
They're my heroes, man, and it's just an honor, you know. Just working with Soulfly and Slipknot and all these multi-platinum, multi-talented bands and groups and stuff is just such an honor for me, you know, for them to respect me as a musician as well, and to honor me by being on my record with me, and I couldn't be more happy, you know.
Have you ever started working with any indie rappers at all? Have you ever heard of Peaches at all?
No.
She's like an indie rapper from Canada. Have you ever started doing any indie rap stuff, you know, like the hard beats, you know, with the indie rappers?
Yeah, you never know, man. You never know where it's going to take you. I love all genres of music, and, you know, there is no boundaries as far as I'm concerned. There's no rules.
Vanilla Ice, you had some wicked hair.
Yeah?
You had some dope hair, but so did Kid Rock. Everybody had that style back then, didn't they?
Yeah, that the pompadour. Remember that? The straight up, ska, ska. It's like your grandma pulling out pictures of you, like you, that you're ashamed of or embarrassed of. But I can look back at it and I can laugh now. I can laugh at myself or whatever. But at the time, man, I had to live it out, you know? I mean, actually, from the success, I hibernated, man, for a long time because, you know, I was only 16 when I wrote Ice Ice Baby. So I was ordering pizza in my house. I couldn't go out. I couldn't go shopping. Couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, you know, I just said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to face my adversity. Sorry, you got to edit that.
Whose idea was it to have the hair? Whose idea was it to shave the eyebrows? Because the eyebrow shave thing was cool.
I shaved my eyebrows. I did the stuff in the hair and stuff. It was all for fun. You know, it was just a joke. But, you know, it was amazing the impact it had. It's just super amazing. And for to carry over today and for people to respect and embrace what I'm doing today just means the world to me. I'm just so blessed. It's great.
What's the deal between you and puppets, Vanilla Ice? Are you really afraid of puppets? What's the deal? I love puppets.
Well, man, I got a few hang-ups, you know, in life. I'm a little weird on certain things. I'm attention deficit disorder, and, you know, puppets to me scare the hell out of me. I'm really scared of puppets and midgets, man. No problem. I mean, it's really, I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, black cat crossing your path. If you're superstitious, you know, you're going to be like, whoa, get this black cat. You know, try to stay in front of it. You're not going to walk under a ladder. Well, to me, puppets are evil. They scare the hell out of me, man, and I don't know why. Maybe it was Chucky growing up on the movie, you know. I don't know, but they scare me.
Vanilla Ice, you've played so many amazing places. I was noticing, looking at your tour thing, and you're playing, like, the Keg, and you're also playing, like, frat houses. What's, yeah, like, the difference between playing a Keg and a frat house? What's it all like, the Keg, frat house?
It's cool, man. We hit all the towns, man. The big ones, we hit Calgary, and then we come back to, like, Regina and Saskatoon, and even, like, last night, Chilliwack, man. We hit them, you know? It doesn't matter.
That's a good rap name, isn't it? Yeah. Can you freestyle on Chilliwack for a second here, Vanilla Ice?
Chilliwack, Chilli Mac, that's what it's all about. Give me the attack, like 420, baby. That's what I'm all about, sitting right here giving the scream and shout, gonna turn it out.
Yeah. So the tour across Canada's going well then. Would you come back in the middle of the winter?
I'll come back anytime to Canada, man. I got much love for Canada for sure.
What was it like opening for NWA there, Vanilla Ice? This winding after opening for NWA. What was that like?
It was kind of scary, actually, because I was, you know, like I said, I was real young. I did the whole Stop the Violence tour and everything, and I was with Ice-T, and that's actually when I first got my big break, was with Ice-T and them, and Sets of Sonic and EPMD. But it was crazy because, you know, I didn't know about the studio gangster thing back then. I thought it was all real. So, you know, drive-bys and shootings, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm glad that they, you know, they're cool with me. I don't want them to kill me, man.
Are you friends with any of the other Ices? You know, like Ice Cube? Well, you just said Ice-T. Are you friends with any of the Ices?
Totally. Yeah, we're all cool. Yep, Ice-T I've been cool with since like 89, man. So it's been really good. He's a good guy. Actually, I'm doing some shows with him coming up soon here in the States.
Now, I heard this rumor. I don't know if you want to answer it or not, but I heard a rumor. Did you go to a party put on by Naomi Campbell?
I did back in the day.
No, I heard that you were necking with Corey Feldman in the hot tub at Naomi Campbell's place. Is that true, Vanilla Ice?
Come on, Hasselhoff. I don't get that friendly, man.
Babu!
You're pushing it.
Thank you very much, Vanilla Ice. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Just want to say check out VanillaIce.com for any details of anything I got coming up. Check it out. Don't sleep on it. We are who we are because of who we were. So thanks for embracing who I am today.
Vanilla Ice, I want to leave with a quote. And the quote goes, shit, a white boy can dance like that? And do you know who said that, Vanilla Ice?
Who?
Chuck D.
Nice. Yeah, Chuck D.
And I was wondering, can you maybe do a couple moves for us? Just please for the
I'll
old
do a
days.
Move called the Transformer for you. Check it out. It's called the Transformer, man. And this is one that I used to do back in the day. I still break dance every now and then, but I've had so many motocross crashes, I broke my wrist and stuff, so I don't do many head spins anymore.
Oh, so you're going to do one for us?
I'm going to do the Transformer.
Hold your glasses.
This is a Transformer.
By Vanilla Ice!
Yes!
Yeah!
Ice, baby!
Yeah!
Let's give him a beat. Give him a beat.
No, I don't need a beat. I don't need a beat,
okay,
dude. Just check it out.
Okay,
here we go. You ready? Watch
okay.
it. Watch
okay.
it. I'm
going
to tear it up. All
okay.
right? This is the Transformer.
Okay.
Ready? That's the Transformer. That's it.
Oh, Vanilla Ice in the house.
That's one of the old school moves I did on Cool as Ice, man. I'm surprised I still remember that.
Well, Vanilla Ice, why should people care about Vanilla Ice? Why should people care?
Because I just said it, man. We are who we are because of who we were. And my life, through the eyes of the camera and the TV, is very entertaining. Enjoy it, because I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Well, thanks much, Vanilla Ice. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doo. 4-2.
Yeah!